I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We are sloppy seconds today, by the way, because Bubba Wallace is coming from Good Morning America, and Jordan Davis is probably going to call us after the Today Show. So
that's all right.
A little bit of a sloppy second spot for us. But we're still getting the guys, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's just one of those things.
Good. You know, I was telling you about what's going on with the PGA Tour. It's not unlike what, like I said, the NFL does. Big changes, European games, foreign games, all those, you know, Brazilian games, a whole thing. I would say that the NBA is trying to do it. Major League Baseball is trying to do it. Major League Baseball is in a very interesting spot because while it's very popular for us here, because we have two owners that spend money and they're always in the mix, and there's always a discussion point around both of these teams, that may not be the case in other cities. But so Rob Manfred wants to come up with different ideas, and he's willing to make big changes. And the big changes, really, you remember when they brought the DH to the National League?
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who love the National League hated it initially.
Yep.
And now it's become a part of the game, just like it was a part of the American League. And nobody really even talks about it anymore. And that is a big change. That was huge at the time. Right. And then when you start putting in the pitch clock, that's a big change. And all the different things, the ghost runner on second, you know, in extra innings, those are big changes that are here to stay. And this is exactly what Brian Rolapp is going to try to do with the PGA Tour without messing with the tradition of the game of golf itself and the history of the game and some of the great players and the great tournaments. But they do want to make it, according to Tiger Woods and everybody else, a part of this Futures Competition Committee. They want to kind of jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is what the NBA tried to do with the NBA Cup. You may not like it. We may make fun of it. But it's something that they're trying. They're trying to do something that's going to make it a little bit more interesting. You know, the NHL did it with the Four Nations Cup.
Yeah, and the both tours, LIV and PGA, have leaned in heavily to the creator side of things. Just yesterday at East Lake, the PGA Tour and YouTube put on one of their creator classics prior to the event, the PGA event at East Lake. And LIV has been doing something called the Duels, where they have creators teamed up with their top players, and they had a $250,000 skins match where John Rahm was with Wesley Bryan and Sergio was with George Bryan and Phil was with Grant Horvat. And it was a very, very entertaining thing. So they're leaning into that, too. I think they know that there are so many young golf fans out there that are watching some of the digital content and not necessarily going to watch the tours themselves and some of these other sort of lower tournaments outside of the majors.
Right. You know, a couple of things, too, is I just don't, you know, as we sit here right now, I don't see LIV and PGA Tour coming together in any way, shape, or form.
And looks like the door is opening, and we are welcoming in Bubba Wallace. Yes, hello, Bubba. Yes, we are live.
I thought he was tall. We were live on the air.
Sorry about standing up here. We'll stand up later and take a picture. NASCAR superstar and winner of the 2025 Brickyard 400 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That is Bubba Wallace, who's headed to the playoff August 31st. How we get his microphone there ready? How we feeling about heading into the playoff here, man? Are we in the tip-top shape or we got tires flying around everywhere?
Well, that was a little too soon. Too soon, okay? Man, I'm excited. Playoffs start. We get Daytona here. We're stress-free for the season finale. Well inside the playoffs with our Indy win. So I'm excited to get it rolling.
The reason that Gio brought up the fact that we have tires flying around here is because last week at Richmond, your left tire fell off.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Well, I know you know, but our audience may not know this. Yes. Right. So we're telling our audiences, as you're leaving your pit row, your left tire falls off, and then you pull over into, I guess, one of your teammates' pit?
Yeah, Toyota teammates, 19th
right.
pistol.
So you're not allowed to do that. You were penalized,
We were
right?
penalized for that.
Yeah, but you're doing something smart. You don't want to go out on the track and drop a tire in the middle of the track, do you?
You don't want to, no. So that's actually a worse penalty for us. Our jackman and our tire changer would be suspended for two races, which would be one of the first races of the playoffs. So
oof, you don't need that.
We dodged a bullet. Unfortunately, we took ourselves out of contention, but we could have made the situation worse than what it was. So
that's the tire guy's problem there? That's
his fault. He's not going to sit here and throw anybody under the bus. I mean, come on.
Bubba, listen. I throw a pass to a guy in the end zone, and he drops it. I'm like, that's his fault.
You threw it too good, though.
Yeah, but I hit him in the chest, and he dropped it. That's his fault. This has got to be one of those really hard things to deal with.
Going back and looking at the footage, it was just a really freak deal where the lug nut fell off the gun, and it was such a weird transition. And so, you know.
How fast are you going when you realize it's tires about to fall off?
Oh, I had just pulled out. And so I was going maybe 5-10 miles an hour.
All right. But you felt it.
Oh, felt it right away. Yeah, it fell off immediately. So unfortunate for our team, but I told them right after the race, I said, hey, you know, we'll
get it out now.
Get it out now. Yeah. We got to be ready to shine for the next 10 weeks.
Well, so I can tell you probably not realize this, but you know, this happens all the time on the Long Island Expressway. All the time, and it jams up traffic left and right.
I believe it.
Yeah, so what's it like driving for Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan in the 2311?
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun going on. This will be completing our fifth year this year. It's crazy to think that much time has already passed. We've been able to do a lot of good with this team. Everybody at Airspeed has been really, really solid and on their game, bringing really, really fast race cars for myself, my teammates, Tyler Reddick and Riley Herbst. So we've been having a lot of fun this year. It's been our best year to date. Obviously, winning at the Brickyard was monumental for our team, for myself, but for our whole team. You know, it was really cool having everybody there at the track take a picture and be able to kiss the bricks and then celebrate with the shop once we got back home. So it was cool. I really enjoyed it. But this season doesn't stop until the last race. So we were already a month removed from winning Indy. And we're still trying to find our way back to victory lane. So it's going to be fun these next 11 weeks. Like I said earlier, no stress going into Daytona. I've lived on the cut line for so many years. It is nice not having that stress.
Talking to Bubba Wallace, and take me back to that winning day in the winner's circle in the Brickyard 400. And I sort of, you know, I went back and knowing you were coming in and watched the celebration, and it felt like it was exuberance and also relief that you were experiencing. Did I read that right?
For sure. I mean, being winless for near 3 years, almost 3 years, right? You know, you question yourself if you can do it again. And when that moment happens, your blood gets pumping a little bit faster, right? Heart beats faster. So it was just a surreal moment. Having my family there, having our 10-month-old Bex in victory lane to get his first official win. He has no idea what's going on,
of course.
But the stories that I'll be able to share with him when he is old enough to understand is going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that day. And just looking forward to doing many more of it. So we're in a good spot with our team. 23 crew is solid. Just got to keep it going.
You know, you got two guys, Denny Hamlin, extremely successful driver, three Daytonas, I believe.
That's right.
Right? You got Michael Jordan. You know, we all know the history of Michael Jordan, the reputation of Michael Jordan. His teammates said he was a pain in the ass. I'm just wondering, again, just to go back real quickly, how much time does Michael spend around you guys, and how much time do you spend talking with him?
He's invested each and every weekend. He is there. Whether he's not there in person, he is watching and tuned in and wondering why we didn't win and wondering how we need to keep winning and do it again, right? So the nice thing and the really special thing about MJ is, as competitive as he is, he's not a guy that just jumps into something and just he expects to win, for sure. But he understands the processes and procedures that go into winning a NASCAR race. It's really, really tough.
Was he at the Brickyard 400?
He was not.
He was not. So I'm sure a phone call came immediately after the race.
Phone call in Victory Lane, definitely talking to MJ there. He was pumped up for us and our team. So that's what he said. He said, let's do it again.
Somebody's money down at Grove 23, I would imagine.
Maybe so. Yes. But no, it was just really, really special to have all these guys behind me, supporting me. MJ has constantly been in my corner, pushing me to be better. And trusting the process and believing in myself, and it's gotten us to this point. So let's go.
Have you been on that yacht of his?
I have not. I gotta put something in the contract.
Seriously,
if I win the championship.
Gosh, I saw that thing the other day.
I'm gonna flip it to where he needs to ask if he can go on the yacht with me.
Right there, you go. Yeah. Perfect. See, now we're talking. So I've heard from a lot of different athletes in different sports. You know, once they become a father, there's a different perspective on what they're doing and they're putting in the time, but then also having this other responsibility. So you're not quite not quite a year in, right?
That's right. Yep. 10.5 months.
Yeah, so 10.5 months. So how has that affected you?
I'd say the biggest thing is putting racing second.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I've been doing for 23 years now. And racing has always come first. And so now having the mental clarity and the mental reset to know that racing comes second and family's first, you know, taking care of Bex. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't care that we just won the Brickyard. I remember standing there in Victory Lane with him. We were spraying the champagne and Coca-Cola everywhere, and he was freaking out. He was crying, but him and I locked eyes together, and he instantly calmed down. He instantly stopped crying and was like, okay, everything's okay. So, you know, taking care of him, making sure he is set up and prepared for the day. You know, you don't have time to think about anything else. And I didn't know I would appreciate it until being in that moment because, you know, sitting here talking with you guys, I'm like, am I saying the right things? Am I mentioning the sponsors? And what's going to happen with the strategy on Saturday for the Daytona race? Like, I'm always thinking about racing, right? When I'm with my kid and we're at home, Amanda and I, it's just all about Bex. And it's just peaceful and it's quiet. And it honestly is. You know, you think a 10-month-old is screaming and crying. He's a really good kid. So we're very blessed, very fortunate.
Yeah, you got to hope that stays that way.
Right.
Because sometimes they get really quiet, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the night, they go through a stretch where they're waking you up.
Very true.
Welcome to fatherhood.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Yes, and all the worries that come along with it. You know, I was going to ask you about, just give the casual race fan out there, like the information of the 411 about your playoff series and what it takes to win the whole thing.
Yeah. So we have the win and you're in mentality, right? That's
do you like that, by the way, if you win one race as opposed to you know, accruing points across all the races?
So this has been a hot topic for I would say the last couple of years, but for sure has ramped up in the last couple of weeks. And I've been silent. My whole take on the thing is you deliver a format to us as drivers, and it is the driver's job to figure out how to be the most successful at that and capitalize on said format. That's where I'm at.
Right. So you in the Brickyard 400, therefore locks you into the playoffs.
Right.
Yes.
And we are actually 9th seed right now, I believe, or 10th seed in the actual playoffs. So we were decent on points, but we needed to win to secure our spot. And so now, or I guess next week when the playoffs start in Darlington, you know, you have the three races. Execute the best that you can. Of course, you want to win one of those three races to advance you on to the next round. But if we can execute where we're at, like I said, we're already 9th. 4 people go out. We would be ahead of that if we can just do everything right now. So I'm a fan of whatever format's in front of us. If we have the right people in the right spot to help us capitalize and execute, then I don't care what format it is. We just want to be the best at it.
So I always joke around that living in this area, my greatest skill outside of doing a radio show is now driving, because it is just so difficult. And I live far away and I'm driving in a city and everything else. And it's just, so I mean, this might be a stupid question, but when you're driving in your real life,
yeah,
do you ever snap into race car driver sometimes when you're like, boom, and it just hits you and you're like, oh my God, wait a second. I gotta chill out. I'm on a regular road.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm a big, I don't waste time. I'm a big person on that. I don't waste time getting to point A to point B. If it's two blocks away, I'm going to race you there. Like, and it's not even like going the absolute fastest.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sit in line that has 10 cars in it and the other lane has one car. Like, I'm going to go with the shorter lane, right?
Yeah.
And if it's four lanes over from the turning lane that I need to be in, well, you just got to catch people sleeping, you know?
I'm with you.
And if I happen to cut them off, sorry.
Yeah.
It's survival, man. You know, that's really what it is.
I know that Toyota's your sponsor.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. So we got Camrys spinning around all over the place.
That's right.
We do. The LIE, man. They're
a great presence here in New York.
They do have a great business here in New York. All right. So this next race for you is at Darlington, and then where from there?
Yeah. So we got Daytona Saturday. And then Darlington starts. I don't even know where we go after Darlington. That's bad on my part.
No, you know what's good because you're focused.
You don't want to get too far ahead of yourself.
Exactly.
Bang. I'm focused on what's in front of us right now.
Damn right. So I wanted, before you go, I want to talk about your foundation, give that a little bit of a pop. So Live to Be Different, what's it all about?
Yeah, so it's just about encouraging the youth to follow their dreams, right? We're all brought in this world for a purpose, and it's up to us to figure out what that purpose is. I question if I'm supposed to be a race car driver each and every day, right? I'm going to continue to make the most of the opportunity that's in front of me. But it's about empowering the youth and pushing them to find what they want to do and enjoying life. I always said, it is your life. You can control it. You can't tell me that I can't do something because, you know, I set my own boundaries, right? And so giving people the courage and the strength to follow that and believe in that. We've done a lot of stuff with local community stuff, Boys and Girls Club, and we actually just did an event yesterday down in Atlanta with the Boys and Girls Club and Carter's. So that was a lot of fun, being able to spend some time with the kids and get them prepared for back-to-school stuff. It's already that time of the year again, back-to-school. Traffic's about to get bad everywhere. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. It's really cool to be able to give back to the community.
Bubba, it's great meeting you. Yeah, best of luck throughout the playoffs. We'll be rooting for you, and thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Great
appreciate
to see you,
it. Too.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What was that, Jerry?
I said, clearly Eddie's at the controls.
Oh, yeah, right. Because, Al's walking out Bubba Wallace.
Is this America?
Man. Did you hear the California cryobank drop that time?
I did. I almost fell off my
Duke's
chair.
Duke's mayonnaise with twang.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was over when Al said Duke's mayonnaise, and then when it went, Duke's mayonnaise!
It's Duke's mayonnaise. It's got twang.
Then that was the end of it. I couldn't believe it.
I'm sitting over here talking to Bubba Wallace, getting ready to take a picture with him, and Eddie drops this on Gio, and Bubba's looking over at Gio like, what the F is going on?
Yeah.
So I tried to explain to him, you know.
So, yeah, so we do the sperm bank read. The guy in there is retiring, so he's letting it fly from the hip, and he's playing all this inappropriate stuff, but it has nothing to do with you, so don't worry about it. Thanks for coming in.
And I thought we were good. I said to Eddie, I texted Al, don't let him start playing drops about, you know, you can't do anything you want in life as he's going over his charity.
I'm sure he was thinking about that.
And then we got the tang or twang or whatever the hell it was with the
and there's this guy Al Dukes, and we're talking about his mayonnaise and
Duke's mayonnaise.
What's going on, Jerry?
That's the lie that America tells you in the American dream.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, if you want it, work hard enough and you can achieve it.
No.
You can't, actually. It's a big, fat lie. Some things, yes. We are sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Yankees beat the Rays last night in 10-6-4. Giancarlo Stanton was the hero. The go-ahead pinch hit two-run homer in the 10th. That said, you also had two home runs on the night from Austin Wells, including a home run after Stanton in that 10th inning. Not perfect from Devin Williams, but he did strike out the side in the 10th for the save. Speaking of perfect, Cam Schlittler perfect through six before allowing a single to Chandler Simpson in the 7th. Not great relief from David Bednar, who blew the save just really quickly. Here was Stanton on his approach against Pete Fairbanks in that at bat where he hit the home run, really cold off the bench and really getting it done.
Just be on time. He throws dynamite, throws 100, had to at least get Volpe over third, so just be on time, get the ball in the air, like always.
He got it in the air, and it was a missile out to left field. Here was Schlittler. In terms of, you know, he got the run support, especially late. He didn't factor in the decision. But as he's going through that game, inning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, did he know what was going on in terms of retiring them in order as he did?
I wasn't really thinking about it too much. But, you know, even when he got that hit, I didn't really care that much. Just, again, trying to get, you know, focus on the next guy and whatever. But, again, it's a good feeling, but the biggest thing is that we won, and you know, I put the team in a position to win. And
yes, he did, and that's five straight now for the Yankees, who lead the Red Sox by two games for the top wild card spot in the American League. 14 home runs last two games for this team. Pretty damn impressive. New York home for Boston tonight. First pitch on the fan at 7:15 with Luis Gil and Lucas Giolito. As for the Mets, they didn't do so good. They wound up losing to the Nationals 5-4. Josh Bell's fifth inning solo home run proved to be the difference. Put them up 5-1. The Mets got back to 5-4, but couldn't get all the way back and wound up dropping this game. I'll give you Brandon Nimmo. So he did start, but he came out relatively early with a stiff neck or stiffness in his neck. He says should be okay going forward.
Yeah, sometimes I can just fight through it in the past and wasn't able to. So, you know, we'll look for it to get better in the next couple days, but that's the unfortunate part of this is when it pops up, it just takes a few days to get out.
Let's see when he is ready to be back in there. Brett Beatty last night did hit a home run. You had Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil with good at-bats, but the Mets had bases loaded at one point, one out, and couldn't get the tying run across. Cedric Mullins popped up to short right field, and then Luis Torrens grounded out. Kodai Senga, the loss, he allowed five runs over five. Four of those runs were earned, one was not, because of a catcher's interference on Luis Torrens. Series finale this afternoon, Sean Manaea taking on Mackenzie Gore. First pitch at 4:05 p.m. Another storyline this morning has been Shohei Ohtani coming out of his game last night early. He got beaten up pretty good by the Rockies, 8-3. Ohtani allowed five runs on nine hits over four, hitting the thigh by a line drive. Here was Dave Roberts. Yeah, that's a tough one for the big guy.
I just don't think today Shohei had his best stuff. You know, it just, the fastball wasn't as good as it typically is. The breaking ball wasn't as sharp. And so the cutter, the same thing. So I just think that today just wasn't his night.
No, clearly against a bad team too, and he is hopeful that he'll be back and ready to be hitting and playing again on Friday night. NFL, the Giants close out their preseason tonight at home against the Patriots. The Jets will play tomorrow. They acquired defensive tackles Harrison Phillips from the Vikings and Juwan Briggs from the Browns. One quick one. So the other day, I guess it was yesterday, Aaron Glenn let his guys kind of run practice to kind of figure out what they're doing without the coaches. Glenn was there, but he let the players do it. I think he was just trying to
let the players know that he was not happy with Saturday night's performance against the Giants.
Here was Michael Carter.
The great teams are those player-led teams, and the players are accountable. And, you know, we understand what the standard is and how we need to get things done and how things should operate. And so we got a chance to could go out there and kind of prove it for the first time, just it being us.
It did seem like, just from the sound we have, not for much else, that they did enjoy it and, you know, took on the responsibility and did whatever they had to do. Now, Aaron Rodgers was a Jet. He's now in Pittsburgh. So if I go back to March, remember Cam Hayward, this exchange when talking about Rodgers possibly joining the Steelers?
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days, if he says if you come down there with him, he's signing. Are you going to be off the grid for a little bit?
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like...
They would go on to say, if you want to be a Steeler, you're a Steeler. If you don't. We don't care. We move on. So here they were making nice yesterday.
Well, I have to apologize. I guess my words were taken out of context when I asked you, or when I said, if you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Now, how did you feel about that?
I was hurt. Yeah, I was hurt. You didn't reach out.
Obviously, he's joking around, but words taken out of context, exactly what he said.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was plain as day. That I'm not going to go to some stupid darkness retreat like this weirdo. Exactly. If you want to play for us and sign here and stop effing around.
And shut up.
Right.
And then lastly, in Minnesota, your guy, Kevin O'Connell. Mm. So during, I'm sure you saw this the other night during the preseason game, they mic'd him up for an interview in game. Did you play this Monday?
We did not play it.
No, okay. But I saw it. And we talked about it.
Okay, so I'll play that for you, and then I'll give you the little update here. This is the sound during the game as he is doing the interview with the guys in the booth while the play is about to happen.
Excited about this play call, fellas.
What do we got? Yeah, what do we
have? A fast motion. Oh, no.
Brosmer, flag, play action, right, Price, coming back.
Yeah, so they were called for illegal motion as they were running the play. He saw it. He drops the F-bomb. So yesterday he goes on with Kay Adams.
This is the family show.
Yeah.
Cannot drop F-bombs on the Up and Adams program.
How about
program.
That? Man, that was tough. I didn't even really, that's how bad it was. I didn't even know I did it in the moment. And then Jeff and John come up to me afterwards. Hey, just as a heads up, they may ask you about.
About the F-bomb.
I mean, this is part of coaching.
That's exactly what he said.
You've got to put a microphone on any of these players or coaches in the middle of a game, even though it's a preseason game, their emotions are going to be flying, especially the coaches, because they, you know, they don't take anything for granted.
That's exactly what he said. As soon as the play starts, you go into coach mode and you forget you're talking.
What happens if you mic up a coach in game, for God's sakes? You should know that ahead of time.
Mic up a manager. Mic up a
coach. Put in delay then if you're so worried about it.
Mic up an NBA player.
Yeah.
When he's talking trash to somebody.
Oof.
Any pro athlete.
Yeah, or mic up an NHL player chirping another guy.
Probably be some nasty stuff in there, man.
Yes.
You would certainly think so. All right, so with that moment of the day, now early this morning, we played What in God's Name is Anthony Gallo Talking About? I actually labeled this in the system, Does Anthony Gallo Speak English? So here was the clip and how it started.
I don't know what this says about their death. Hopefully it's not... anything else?
Who died?
Right, exactly. That's what I thought.
Huh, that's interesting. Now I'm wondering if this famous actor is dead or alive.
I don't know what this says about their death. Hopefully it's not anything else, but I love the pickup of Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
They picked him up dead?
Yeah, I don't know where he was.
I just saw him on an interview. He's not dead.
Who picked him up?
I don't know.
Man.
Chewbacca. I don't know.
He can't say the word depth. He can't do it. I think he actually says deft.
Does he have a lisp?
No, I talked to him this morning. I said, you don't have any other issues saying words. I mean, you sound great. You sound like you got a command of the English language. You cannot say that word. Deft?
He also should work on players' names. Like, we work on them.
Yes, like this morning when you said you called David Peterson Scott Peterson, right. The guy who killed his wife.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, this morning he was calling Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver. McLaurin.
I heard that too.
Yep.
But then again, our show sheet also said that Bubba Watson was coming to talk about NASCAR.
That's right. It did.
When I saw Bubba Watson, I got excited. I was like, Bubba Watson's coming
in.
Oh, that's great.
Because we've seen athletes get involved in other things. I thought that's neat. He must be aligned with some, maybe for a new racing team.
Yeah.
No, not Bubba Watson.
It's just Bubba like Wallace.
Just like Hall of Fame wide receiver Randy Moss was coming on to talk about horse racing.
Max over there at CBS Sports Network gave me the heads up. He goes, which Bubba is coming in?
There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
All right, thank you, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow for a feel-good summer Friday.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's crazy to think, man, that we have one more feel-good summer Friday coming up tomorrow, and then we're off for Labor Day, and then it's a radio new year on September 2nd as we get into football season. But we're remember that noise of what that was about?
Yes, I do. Of course, that's when Jordan Davis called on your cell phone. I answered it, and you got mad at me, and you got all excited that he was calling in.
Well, I'm not as excited this time, at least not outwardly. But I still am excited, and that's Jordan Davis is on the phone right now. Jordan, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, boys?
So you are in the city. You got an event at the Ganzevoort at 1 o'clock today, right?
I do.
What the hell are you doing over there?
We're going to play a little three-song set with Cracker Barrel.
Oh, okay. Oh, Cracker Barrel. All the more, baby.
All the more. Why not make some country music with some flapjacks, you know?
Right. We played your commercial yesterday, and, you know, you want more and the whole thing. And we had
all
you in
the more, baby.
All the more, and you were in the rocking chair and everything else. And obviously, Learn the Hard Way is out and has been out for a couple of days. You have to check it out. It is awesome. We saw you with the sound down because we're doing a radio show on the Today Show to turn this truck around, which slaps, if I may say so myself. So how's it been with the album out the last 5 days or so?
It's been great. And, you know, obviously that's the day we're all kind of working to. So to have it out to the world, you know, we've been working on it for 2 years now. So that day's special to let the world hear it and get it out there. So it's been a great rollout.
It looked like it was great this morning on the Today Show, as they're showing actually you at our boat party show a few years back, if you remember, 2020. The interesting thing for me with this whole Cracker Barrel thing, are you aware of any of the controversy going on around this thing?
I was made aware of that here recently.
I mean, you had no idea what was going on. They just called you. You're popular. I'm sure that you've gone to many Cracker Barrels in your life. You probably grew up on it, right?
I was a fan. That's the thing. I was like, man, like when they called and offered, I was like, absolutely. And what's so cool is like we shot that commercial at like the Cracker Barrel that we go to, like me and the family go to. It's out by the lake in Nashville. So, but they've been great, and it was a lot of fun shooting with them. But, yeah, I was just kind of made aware of that.
And for all our, yes, I mean, and it's just one of these silly internet things that I'm sure will just evaporate into the air over the next couple of days when somebody gets mad at something else. But for our New York audience, and I'm sure it's probably sold out right now, but Radio City Music Hall on October 2nd, which is an awesome venue. Had you played there before?
No, it's my first time, which I better see both of y'all there. You too, Boom. You got to make that one, man.
No, I'll definitely make that one. And by the way, I've been in Radio City Music Hall a ton of times. And when you walk into that place, you're going to feel something special. You're going to have an out-of-body experience. That's how great legendary of a theater it is. And I when Gio was telling me that you were playing it, I was like, really? I didn't realize that you would play there, and then found out. And I said, yeah, we're in definitely.
Yeah, that's I can't, and I'm gonna try to get up early so we can get back out and play some golf.
We gotta
set that weekend up right. We gotta get out. We gotta play 18, and I'm gonna come in the studio that morning to make sure Gio's not leaning on the computers, which he's probably doing
right now. We both are. And just as you said we're both doing that same exact move.
Is that
right
a thing?
Now.
Like he doesn't like us leaning on the computer?
He hates it. Yeah, he doesn't like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I told Gio a couple of weeks ago, it was funny, Boomer. I was like, so, you know, I walk in the room and the other day, it's like 5 o'clock, we're watching y'all, and my wife's in the bed and she's just watching you and Gio. And I was like, babe, this is awesome. Are you watching Boomer and Gio? And she was like, no, it was just on the TV from yesterday morning. So I just turned it on. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah,
but
I know.
She is a fan. She is a fan. So.
Well, that's great. And we hear a lot of that about, you know, moms that are getting up with young kids. And obviously, congratulations. 4 kids now,
yes,
for Jordan.
It's crazy.
I mean, but we hear a lot of the moms that are getting up and then get the morning going. And then before the husband maybe leaves. And then they get hooked on our show because we talk about so much stupid stuff that's not just about hardcore sports. So we always appreciate that. But, yeah, that'll be great, man. I mean, listen, we'd love to be able to play a little bit, some golf that morning. October is beautiful weather up here, early October especially, so that'll be tremendous. And they put on such a great show up at Mohegan Sun. It was awesome. The crowd was into it. Place was sold out and crazy, so I'm sure this Radio City show is going to be off the charts as well.
So that's a Thursday night. That's Thursday night, October 2nd.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely play Friday, sure, for sure.
Well, we don't know when.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, how long are you around for? Are you, like, coming in and out, or are you coming on Wednesday?
Yeah, no, I'm going to come up early.
Oh,
I'm
truly
going to come up early so I can play golf with y'all. I hope y'all know that.
Good. All right.
So perfect.
We will set that whole thing up for sure. So, like, you know, we've seen you for years performing, and I've gone to shows, and I've talked to you away from things. Do you still, like, is there a nervousness when you do something like national TV, like the Today Show, or have you gotten to the point now where, like, this is like second nature to you? There's no nerves even when you're doing national TV.
There's definitely, I'm definitely a little more comfortable now. But, you know, like walking into that studio, I still remember this morning, like my first time playing the Today Show. And it's happened a couple of times on like morning TV. A, nobody likes to sing at 7 in the morning. Mm. But then also, too, like it's just such a different environment. Like you're used to playing to crowds and people singing with you, and then you trade that out for like cameras rolling all, you know, across the floor. So it's definitely a weird feeling, but I'm a lot more comfortable with it now.
Yeah. I mean, you could sort of tell too, as I mentioned, I had the sound down, so I'm sure you guys sounded great, but you looked, I saw my man Benton in the back, who's a big Bengals fan. I saw him. They couldn't put him further back on the stage. I had to really search for him. I mean, I saw like half of his face from behind the curtain, but that's great. So, all right, listen, we know you love talking sports, so I want to hear a couple things from you. First of all, 2025 LSU football, what are we looking at?
Hey, we're looking at a playoff appearance. And I honestly believe that. I'm not just saying that because I'm a diehard LSU fan. I really think we got a shot at winning the SEC. We obviously got to take care of Clemson on this next weekend. But we're going to go as far as Nussmeier takes us. I think he is one of the top three quarterbacks this year. And, I mean, it's his team. He came back for this. And, I mean, we're going to go as far as Nuss goes. And I think we picked up a lot of stuff in the portal on the defensive side, a lot of players. So I'm really excited about this LSU team this year.
You know, one time, Jordan, honestly, I would love to go down to an LSU game. I would love to go see an LSU game. Can you make that happen?
It's 100%.
I want to be in your environment where it's at a place that I can only see, I've seen on TV a million times, and it looks like it's one of the most incredible game day experiences in all of college football.
It really is. I mean, nighttime in Baton Rouge down there, it is a different, and I've been super fortunate to get to see a lot of stadiums, been at the Swamp at night. Obviously, Clemson is known for their environment, so it's going to be fun to be over there and see that. But I've just never experienced anything like LSU at night in Baton Rouge. It's a special place.
And going back there now with all your success has got to be great, too, because it's like you're getting celebrated. You go there. I mean, it's got to be like the best experience because you got a ton of fans down there, too. All that are LSU fans, all that are proud that you went there, all that are proud that you're a fan. So, yeah, I mean, if Boomer goes, I'm going. All right. We're taking the whole crew. Eddie's coming. Well, Al's coming. We're all going.
Absolutely. No, we're going to make a weekend out of it.
And, you know, this one, I mean, your Rangers are dead this year, right? It's over for them.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna take a special turnaround, and it's not even that I was really expecting a ton. I'm still running off of the World Series, which was super special, but you know, now we're a little bit removed from it 2 years, so it's kind of like, all right, it's time to get the offense turned around, and we just gotta stay healthy. That one really ate us up this year.
Yeah, and we're talking to Jordan Davis and your NFL team, the Saints. Now, are we looking at a tank? Yeah, are we looking at a tank situation here for Arch Manning? Are we tanking this year?
I mean, is there a better storyline than Arch getting back in New Orleans? Like, in my opinion, that's the dream. Like, I would love for him to be there. I just think this year I'm excited about Kellen Moore. And, like, I would rather – yeah, you could tank and maybe get Arch, and then he decides to stay at Texas – I would rather just see some positives on the offensive side. Like, I don't want to see Kellen Moore go out there and win one football game. I'd love to see him kind of compete and, but I'm not looking at like an 8-win season by any means.
I'll tell you, in all honesty, they may have the worst quarterback situation in football right now. Now, if they're going to go with Tyler Shuck, I think that's a big mistake. I think Spencer Rattler should be their quarterback. But even that, saying that, I'm sure Spencer's a nice guy, and I don't know him at all. But let's face it, out of the 32 teams, I think Gio's got a point here. And I think you do have a point. It would be a great story. I don't know if Arch Manning is going to come out of Texas. We don't know how he's even going to play this year. I mean, everybody expects him to light it up, which I think he should. But I also know that his uncles both have told me that they've advised him to stay in college at least another year and enjoy his young life before he has to take on all the pressure.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing, you know, like, yeah, he showed, obviously, he's an incredible quarterback and all the talent's there. But, you know, I mean, this is his first kind of full season to show it. And he's playing in one of the toughest conferences out there. And he's starting, I mean, golly, we're going to see it week one going up to Ohio State. That's going to be he's getting thrown in the fire. So, I mean, I think he's going to rise to it and have a great year. But yeah, when you start talking about tanking for a guy that has still got a couple years left, yeah. I'm like, man, let's just go out there and try to compete and, you know, see if Shuck is possibly worth it. So who knows?
So is this a thing that's open to the public today over whether you're playing three songs or is this like an invite only thing? I mean, can people show up and see this over by the Ganzevoort Square there?
Yeah, I think it's actually open to the public. So whoever wants to come, y'all come out. We're going to play some music, hang out for a little bit. I know you guys are probably be taking off the house. Y'all been up early. But
We might send some protesters over there, though. We've got plenty of protesters around here, so maybe we'll send some of them over there. God.
No, it's 1 p.m. Ganzevoort Square. I don't think Jordan knows my story at the Ganzevoort where I was stretchered out of there. I'm going to have to tell him that story at some point. But
Jordan, wait to hear this. Yeah. It's such a Gio story.
I need to hear that one, Gio.
It was like a gas station boner pill, and I had a reaction to it, and it was a bad one. But we'll tell you that some other time. Learn the Hard Way is out. Some unbelievable tracks on there, some that you've heard already on the radio and elsewhere, and some great new ones as well. You got to check it out as he just keeps getting better and better. And then if you're around the New York City area, Ganzevoort Square, 1 p.m., he's going to be playing three songs out there. Jordan, thanks for calling in. We'll see you soon, hopefully.
Hey, y'all are the best. Thank y'all for talking to me for a little bit. Appreciate it.
All right, Jordan. There he goes. Yes. Jordan Davis on the Fan.
The face of Cracker Barrel.
CBS Sports Network. That was funny. We'll send some protesters over there. At least they can have a laugh about it, right? I mean,
yes,
my goodness.
Exactly.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.